Shabbat-a-bee-da-ba-boo. You just heard Be Rather by Mommy Fortuna off their album Hexenacht. Before that, you heard some music from Death Knell. That was their track Scars of Atrocity. Again, they're from Calgary. They're playing at the Bullet Farm Friday night with a bunch of bands. I'll tell you again. And Mommy Fortuna playing at the Wise Hall Friday night. And now, with a bunch of bands. And now we're going to check out some music from Danes. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby on the Burnaby, BC, to be specific. I don't know if there's any other Burnabys, but if you there are, we're the better one. I don't know. Actually, I have no clue. I'm sure the other Burnaby is fine. Firewalk by Danes. This is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Greetings and welcome back to the show. This is the Art Show. If you case you're just tuning in, this is still me, Jeb Gudowski. As if anyone else could do this. No, like a lot of you could do it. Like if you want to do the show, you can come up to CJSF and join our ragtag crew of radio volunteers. It's pretty easy. Go through orientation, get to meet Juju. She's on vacation right now, but when she's back, you can meet her and she'll take you through all the steps on how to do cool radio like this. I've been doing this for like 13 years, y'all. This is nuts. Jeez, it's almost a third of my life. Oh my gosh. Woo! Woo! Feeling the time. Okay, let me tell you what you just heard, speaking of time. Izzy Sendezi with Gurk off the freshly squeezed Draft album. You can see them tonight with Tractor Beam and The Sember over at the Red Gate. Sorry, Friday night. $15, 8 o'clock for doors. It's probably 9 o'clock. Check it out. Should be some cool stuff. Some cool people. Yeah, and you can be there amongst the cool people and be cool. And, you know, I mean, yeah, whatever. Anyways, Danes also in the mix there. They're playing with AK-747s and Stutter over at the Astoria Friday night. Tomorrow night. Oh my god, it's April almost. And you can have a fun rock and roll time with some fun rock and roll people. And what do they say? Throw down in the pit, if there is one. You can make your own pit. I mean, it's a pit of one. A pit, single pit. I've seen some pretty unnecessary pits in my life, especially at Modest Mouse. I'm looking at you, the dudes who are moshing to Little Motel. Like, how were you moshing to Little Motel at Modest Mouse at Deer Lake Park 10 years ago? Tell me. Because I was freaking baffled. Anyways, be baffled no more, because Mommy Fortuna also doing the thing that was Be Rather. There you can check them out over at the... Did I get rid of that thing? I don't know. Over at the show that is happening, the Wise Hall. There it is. With Death Chant, Kadabra, and Sleep Circle Friday night. 7 p.m. for that one there. Go downstairs, play some pool, and get yourself a reasonably priced bread beverage. Anyways, should be pretty cool. Neoclassical music from Mommy Fortuna, some throat singing as well. Pretty cool stuff. Get yourself in the mood. Halloween's never gone. We're always counting down to Halloween. So let's see. How many more months to Halloween? 6 months to Halloween, everybody. I think no. Seven months to Halloween. Get your skeletons out of your closet now and dust them off so you can dust them off later. Halloween. That's all we have to look forward to. Christmas, whatever. Who cares? Halloween, hell yeah, brother. Anyways, yeah. Check it out. Death Knell over at the Bullet Farm for Donnie B's birthday. They're playing with Voltage, Blix, and Blimp. Again, the Bullet Farm. $20. 7 o'clock. Friday night.
Be there.
Next up, Saturday night, baby. You can go to the Burnout Cafe and see some rockabilly stuff, too. You got the Wheel Grinders and Dixie Fried Hepcats, along with DJ Greasy Reese. And then you can look at some cool motorcycles, which just sounds pretty cool. $10 for that one over there. It's over. That's 6 o'clock till 11, so you can go to bed at a reasonable time and still have a nice afternoon over in Hastings Sunrise. It's over at just 2 blocks, a block and a half from Victoria and Hastings, going towards Nanaimo. So I believe the word is east. 2 blocks east of Victoria and Hastings. So go check it out. And if you're into that stuff, rockabilly bands, check it out. Burnout Cafe. Next up, over at 648, former Toast Collective location, now just 648 Kingsway. You can check out Gallows 5, which is a cavalcade of bands coming to do the thing. They are, quote, coming at you live with chaotic queer energies that we know you love. So check it out. On deck, you got DJ Gnocchi, Naluye, Anyeni, DJ Singang, Hydrabet, and Karib, all doing their respective things. They are a quote, let's rave. So get busy, get the footstep working. Apparently, Emily from Always has some pretty good footwork. If you saw the latest Nardwar interview with them, yeah, check it out. Footwork. It's cool. It's always cool. Doing some funky things with your feet, it's dope. Damn. Gallows 5. 648 Kingsway, Saturday night, 8 p.m. A lot of cool people on that one. Next up, Saturday as well, War and Treaty doing their respective things with special guests Kat and Alex. That's all the information I have, other than it starts at 8 o'clock. Who put this show together? Y'all need some more informative pages about stuff for people to know about what's going on. The War and Treaty, Biltmore Cabaret, Saturday, 8 o'clock. That's all I got for ya. Next up, Saturday night as well here, folks, I got Big Fancy and the Shindig Cowboys playing with Danny Ray Kark and the Letdowns, along with Joel Abbott, and they're all doing it at the Wise Hall. So it should be pretty cool. It seems going to be some kind of cool stuff. Let me tell you a little what's going on. Danae Clark and the Letdowns are, quote, hoping you like two-stepping while contemplating those deep questions about gay joy, alcoholism, true love, and so on. So if that sounds like you, check it out. You got yourself some country bangers coming in here over the Wise Hall. Wise Hall, land of indie rock, cowboys, and psych rock. Check it out. Big Fancy, Shindig Cowboys, Randy Day Clark, and Letdowns, Joe Abbott doing the thing. Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah, it's April Fools. Time to come up with a good joke. Hey, who's got some good ones? All right, I'm actually running out of time for once. Jeez. Okay, let me tell you about some more stuff real fast, and we'll just bust this out. Girls Rock Camp doing a fundraiser with Apollo Ghost, Be Afraid, Pudding, and Ira Hardly. Check it out. It's a fun, again, as you can imagine, a fundraiser for Girls Rock Camp. Guess who's back in studio in the flesh in forever?
Chris Yee.
Hot dog. Have I missed you, dude?
Me too.
Oh, man.
Me
is
too.
Is this doing a show alone?
has been a drag.
I'm so glad you're sitting in that chair in our new studio, and it's a good time.
Time in here.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
In this specific studio. I have been in the other one.
Yeah, I remember
next
those.
Next year.
Good times. Then we got Studio B, full of records, very dusty. Very dusty records. Had a fun rooting through those times. We got a ton of shows still to... I got a few more shows to crank out here before we get into some music. The Brahmin Kind. Hi, Sarah. I met you the other day on Monday. Zoe, along with Zoe Levin, doing the thing over at Tyrant Studios. Doors at 9, Zoe at 9:30, and then the Brahmin Kind at 10:30. It's above that, the penthouse, you know, the strip club with the funny sign. It's right there. It's over on, what is it? Granville? Something. You know where it is. Look it up. Brahmin Kind, Zoe Levin, Saturday, 9:30. Tyrant Studios. Be there. Bully's studio, you got the Resurrection of the Rabbits Alternative Craft Market. I don't know, they don't have a lot of stuff. Anyways, there's a lot of cool things maybe to do with rabbits. Bring yours, show off your rabbit. I don't know what to tell you about that one, buddy. Okay, two more. Live at the Cobalt, we got Rose Asleep, Grinch, Spig, Simpson, and Spectra over there, over at the Cobalt. That is Sunday night, 7 p.m. for some rocking good times. We'll see what they sound like in a little bit. And then we got Teflon Spine, number 3, at the Smiling Buddha Cabaret Historical Appreciation Society, which sounds like a made-up place, but the Smiling Buddha Cabaret is still very much there. Let me see if I can say this right, Sainarine, doing the thing with Spital Cradle, Molena, Aaron Altomare, N. Antoni, and Chlorine Time Machine, cool name, and DJ Gilgameth, questionable, along with Chip Lagner doing visuals. So lots to see, lots to hear. Chris, is this your first time back on the air?
Indeed it is.
Anything Indeed. You want to say out to the people who have missed your voice?
Not particularly.
It's
but
me, I missed your voice.
No, it's great to be back in here. Not sure if this will be a regular thing going forward, but yeah.
I'd be happy to have you join me here in the studio all the time for, you know, the chit-chats, the bantering, and it'll deflect.
It'll come.
Deflecting from all my weird ramblings that come in between all of the things. I hope you're enjoying them, listeners. I hope at least they're funny, at the very least. Please be funny. We're funny people. And radio, we hate silence, so that's why we talk all the time. That's what we do.
Yeah.
All right. We got some music to bust out here. We're going to get some music here from Joe Abbott. Speaking of silence, we're going to fill the void here. We're going to listen to All She Wrote, which is apt. Anyways, this has been me, Jabe Gradowski.
And Chris Yee.
Welcome back. Welcoming you back to the studio. And thank you for listening, dear everybody. And have a fantastic weekend. Hope you check out some of these shows. And otherwise, have a really nice time, be it in the show or in the sun. Bye.
If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could have told me I'd let you hold me. That's what she said, dear boy, last we spoke. That's what she said. That's all she wrote. We had some high times. We had some high times. And I had high times walking on fine lines. Well, that's all me this time. It's pretty clear that's what's been on my mind all day this year.
kept a piece of you all around me as I wandered. My little heart ain't no bigger than a songbird, and you've got a feather in your cap that looks familiar.
To change places with a bird, to fly freely, to perch on the highest branch,
even to share
the joys of building a nest. Just like that, your wish is granted. You switch places with a robin. The flying part is fun, but there's work to do. There's a nest to build. What would be the human-sized equivalent of a robin's nest? An average robin weighs less than 3 ounces. Let's say an average person weighs 170 pounds, or 1,000 times as much as a robin. A robin's nest, made of grass and mud, weighs about 7 ounces, so yours will weigh 450 pounds. You'll need to collect about 350 strands of grass, each about 4 feet long. And don't forget the mud, 150 pounds of it. You have 5 days to complete the job.